Hey, good morning. 8:11, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Don't forget, there are some closings today. Roads are, it's starting to get a little slick out there. I think the temperature's starting to drop a little bit, which was kind of the big concern. We got rain this morning. Temperature's falling around the afternoon. 25 with snow and freezing drizzle.
What's this?
Cloudy and colder tonight, low of 15. So just be careful on the roads. They're not terrible right now, but our parking lot was getting kind of slick.
Oh, yeah.
And that means it's just the temperature's dropping. So just be really careful out there. And if you do need to check on any closings, go to WIRX.com. We have the closings page. It's brought to you by Medic One Ambulance and Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters.
Yeah, if you don't have to go to work. Netflix and chill day.
That's right. That's right.
You ever Netflix and chill?
Yeah, it usually happens.
Yeah.
Usually happens.
What about the chill part?
Are you saying with Kiki or by myself?
Either or.
Which one? I mean, I've had both happen.
Netflix and jerk.
That's what they should call it. Netflix and jerk. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Pringles is having quite a month.
Yeah.
Quite a month. And, you know, they say no publicity or bad, or there's no such thing as bad publicity. They're walking the fine line here. Last week, a story went viral about a woman in Texas who was banned from Walmart for driving a motorized shopping cart around their parking lot while she drank wine out of a Pringles can.
Jesus.
And now, but wait, there's more.
There's more.
Monday night, a prostitute in Jacksonville, Florida, made a deal with a guy in a parking lot of a Shell gas station. She'd perform a sex act on him in exchange for $5 and a can of Pringles.
Oh! What flavor?
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Stop.
I don't know. But, original? If it's for original, she's selling herself short. Yeah, you got to do like triple cheese or ranch flavor.
Yeah, one of the 1,000 flavors they have now.
But when it was over, the guy demanded his money back, and he wound up shooting her in the shoulder. As far as we know, he didn't demand the Pringles back. Fortunately, the woman is going to be okay. The cops are hunting for the guy. Was the sex act not good?
I guess not.
Or was he? He's played Grand Theft Auto too much.
This isn't the video game.
This isn't the video game, okay? You can't sleep with the prostitute and then kill the prostitute and take your money back.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't work that way, okay?
Yeah, once it popped, he said stop, right?
Hey, stop!
It's enough! Give me those Pringles back.
Give me some of those.
Yeah.
I'm famished. I think Pringles might have to go in the defense here and just say, look, don't drink wine out of our cans.
What?
Don't use us as payment for prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just have us with a nice Sunday lunch. Nice cold cut sandwich. For God's sakes, we're Pringles.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
You know the guy on the Pringles can? Looks a lot like Pat Moody, doesn't he?
You know, Pat did do some modeling in his early days. That very well could be him. That's Pat's first headshot as the Pringle cans guy.